Welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be looking ahead to 2024 and telling you a little bit about our thought process for the coming year and some things we think that will be able to help you. Welcome to the God's Peculiar People podcast, where we learn about the lives and characteristics of God's people. Now, recently, I was talking to a customer. I'm recording this at the end of October. And I told this customer that I would see them in November. And it kind of took me aback when I said that, because I was like, oh my. The year is going by very quickly. There are only about 2 months left. So 2024 will be here in the blink of an eye, well before we're ready for it or aware that it's upon us, I think. Things haven't even started yet for the holidays, but yeah, I think will be an exciting end of the year, the final 2 months, and then rolling into 2024. So with that in mind, the fact that we're coming very rapidly to the end of the year, I wanted to look forward to 2024 to tell you about some plans that I have for next year. None of this is set in stone. This is tentative, but hopeful that if maybe I say it here on the podcast, and for sure I will make, you know, I'll make sure it happens. We'll see if that transpires. But just some plans for the next year, and I want to share some products that I have in my Etsy store and on Amazon that you may find helpful in the new year. Let's begin with the products, and then I'll tell you about plans for the podcast itself. So self-promoting, yeah, always feels a bit awkward for me, but I've made quite a few different items, and I made them so that people could use them, so they would help people. But if I don't tell you about them, then it doesn't really help you. So that's why we're taking time in this podcast to tell you a little bit about that. So at the time of this recording, the best place to find our Bible resources are on Etsy, and the shop name is Ant on the Move. So the store currently has over 100 Bible resources that are printable. You can purchase them, print them at home, and we have more in the works. One of the reasons why the items are printable is because, especially for the podcast, I know there's people who listen from all around the world. So shipping, that can be an issue sometimes, but with the printable items, it's simple on Etsy. Go in, make an account, you can purchase it, take it. If you don't have a printer at home, it's a PDF file. You can take on a USB drive to someone and they can print it for you, and then it's fairly inexpensive to be able to do that. Now, the majority of items are focused around Bible reading and Bible memory cards. There are Bible reading bookmarks, so it goes through each book. There'll be like 12 bookmarks, and each bookmark is for a month, and it goes through a certain number of chapters that you should read in a day if you want to get all the way through the Bible in a year. So we have bookmarks like that. I have a trifold. So one sheet of paper that folds into three, and it has all the Bible reading similar to the bookmarks, but available that you can just take it, stick it in one place into your Bible, have it there. There's also themed scripture reading or writing pages. I know this was very popular for a little while there. People wanted to be able to have a theme and then write out a verse or verses every single day. So there's those as well, wide variety. And we also have like a 90-day Bible reading plan. I have a couple plans that are geared around people specifically. There is a 30 days through the life of Joseph. There's a summer long where you go through the entire life of David. So starting with Ruth, going through the entire life of David. It's like about a summer, I think it's like a 12, 13 week long series for that one. We have Bible reading plans that focus around Christmas and around Easter, Resurrection Sunday. So there's those as well. We have Bible verse cards, and these come in a variety of styles and sizes. I have like business card size ones, 2 inch by 2 inch, 3 inch by 3 inch, a wide variety of sizes. Those are geared, a lot of them are geared towards kids. We have like a 66 card set, and that has one verse from every book of the Bible. So it kid can learn a verse from every book of the Bible, which I think is pretty cool. I think we have that in like 3 or 4 different background designs. So if you're looking for something specific, I think we have one with like woodland animals, one that is very bright and cheerful, one that's just black and white, so it's printer friendly. If you're trying to go cheap on ink, we have that as well. We have cards that focus on the names of Christ. So you can see a name of Christ and the verse that corresponds with that. There are some topical cards, and we have more to come. That's something I haven't done very well this year, is adding more of those, specifically verse cards. So we're going to do that. And you can use those as an aid for memorizing the verse. You can carry it with you. Or if you just need like a quick thought in the morning, you can have them all in one spot. Just pull one out, look at that verse, think about it, and go on with your day. That's something you can do too. Now, we've designed a couple items that can be used as tracks that list verses about, I think there's three. There's one on faith, one on hope. So faith has verses about faith, hope verses about hope. And then the one we just recently put up is a track that contains the story of Jesus' birth. So it goes from Luke 2, 1 through, I believe it's 20 or 21. It goes from the decree of Caesar Augustus through the shepherds coming to see Mary and Joseph. Now, the main focus this year for products has been to create some Bible memory bundles that cover an entire chapter. So recently we put out 1 John 1, Isaiah 53, Psalm 23, but we've also done some that gear a little bit more towards a topic, so the armor of God or the fruit of the Spirit. And so those, again, are geared a little bit more towards kids, but especially Isaiah 53, Psalm 23, and 1 John 1. Those can be geared a little more towards adults as well. It has different activities that can help you read the verse, and then try to remember which words go where in the verse. So there's worksheets, activities that go along with that. And so we have those, great for self-study, for Sunday school, for junior church, homeschool. One person asked specifically for the armor of God, and that was for a class she teaches at a Christian school. So there's a wide variety of uses for them, or different places you can apply them. A lot of the resources that I've created have come about from a special request. People will message me on Etsy and say, hey, could you make this? Could you do it in this manner? So we try to do that whenever we can. I've had, I think, maybe a couple requests that I couldn't do. For the most part, if you ask, and it might take a little bit of time, maybe a little delay, but reach out to me and we'll see if we can create it and add it to the Etsy store and go from there. Additionally, in the store, we have a couple physical items. I mainly focused on the printable items, like I said, so that anywhere in the world you can access them. But I do have a few physical items. These, again, will only ship currently to the United States. As things maybe pick up, maybe we'll look at shipping internationally, but for now, just in the United States. But currently, we have a t-shirt. The one I have is just, I believe it's Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men. It talks about that verse. We have that t-shirt. It's like a big light bulb on it. Looks kind of cool. My first t-shirt design. Coming up with more, but that was the first one. Then we also have a couple camping mugs that have quotes from Jim Elliot and D.L. Moody. I want to make some more of those. I really like the camping mug. It's like it's a metal cup. I'll probably do some in the more ceramic style as well coming up, but I like this. I personally am using a camping mug actually as we are speaking. They're through a drop shipping company, so it's never something that's physically coming for me. So if there's an issue, you can reach out, but it's a third party thing going on. We'll see how well that works as we go here. Now, off of Etsy, on Amazon, we have a few additional items. Currently, I'm looking at it, there are three. Hoping to have a couple more, maybe by the end of the year, first part of next year. But the things we have on currently are The Adventures of Jonah, which is the picture book for kids that goes through the entire life of Jonah, starting at Jonah 1, verse 1, and reads the entire biblical text through the end of chapter 4, with some pretty cool pictures, I think, along the way. And then last, it actually just went live yesterday, I believe. It is Genesis study questions for 15 key figures in the book of Genesis. And so this book has, actually let me find it. I'm going to make a little bit of noise here. So it has in it 15 different people. So just quickly, those people are Adam and Eve, Cain, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Lot, Isaac, Rebekah, Esau, Jacob, Rachel, and Joseph. And so on the very first page, you're going to have the name of the person and the meaning of their name. So for Adam, it means earth or soil. You have all the biblical references that I can find to that person. Old Testament, New Testament, except for probably Abraham. I think I have everyone except for Abraham, and I don't do all of them for Jacob because there's so many, or Isaac, because there's so many times it says the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So I'm not giving you all the repeats of those, but all the key ones that I could find that relate to their life, how they acted towards people, how they acted towards God, I have those. And then a few facts, and then there's a space for you to summarize, just a few lines to summarize your thoughts on Adam's life. And then we have questions. So the first question is, what is Adam's background? And how did his upbringing shape his life, his beliefs, and actions? So, interesting, his upbringing? Well, you get to answer that however you want. Next question is, what are Adam's strengths and weaknesses, and how could these traits play a part in his story? Then, what accomplishments or failures can we see in Adam's life? What was Adam's relationship with God, and how did it shape his actions and decisions? And then, what did you learn from Adam's life? How can you apply these lessons to your life and relationship with God? And then we give you some space for additional thoughts. It's the same questions for each person, but to go along with this Genesis study questions for 15 key characters, I'm going to put out some episodes after the first of the year that goes through each person. So each episode will cover the questions, maybe not all the questions, but let's say three or four of the questions about the person's life. Keep it short, but hopefully it'll be helpful as you study the life of Adam, Noah, Abraham, etc. Now, shifting gears to the podcast of 2024, I put out a poll on YouTube to get some ideas for the next year. I think I only had a few people respond, but it did help me get an idea of what people are interested in. It was heavily weighed two directions. I had four options and it went two directions. That was good to know. And there was some interest in learning about the early church and the people that God used during that time. So we're going to try to work towards that. I'm not sure exactly who we'll look at or how we're going to do that yet, but try to go that way. And also, there's some interest in learning about how we got the Bible in English. Now, this is a very interesting topic to study, and there are many, many interesting people to learn about, like Martin Luther, John Wycliffe, William Tyndale, Lancelot Andrews. There's a lot of people that are involved in the translation of the Bible from the original Hebrew and Greek to the English that we use today. So we're going to look at that in 2024. So what I'm looking at doing is posting an episode about a person or ministry on Tuesdays, as we've been doing, and then do some sort of a short topical series a few times in 2024, but we'll put those on Thursday. So have that run for so many weeks, take a bit of a break for the Thursday, and then come back again with another series. So we might get through maybe three, maybe four little mini series on Thursdays in 2024, if all that works out. Hopefully it will. But that's the kind of the plan we're going to try to go with, and we'll see what happens for next year. Now, I have several more book ideas, some additional Bible study and Bible lesson resources that are in the works, and I hope that if you enjoy the podcast, you will support the show. You can do that by listening, of course. Greatly appreciate that. It helps YouTube see that people are interested, helps the podcast platforms like Spotify, Apple Music see that people are interested and that they are wanting to listen. So that is helpful. Also, if you can share the show with someone else, that again helps the show be noticed that, oh, there's some interest around this. That would be awesome. And it's free. So I greatly appreciate, I like free things, and I greatly appreciate if you take the free method and share the show. But if you need, or you know someone who needs a Bible reading plan, a Bible storybook, some Bible study questions, memory cards, you can also support us by purchasing from the Etsy store or from Amazon to help us continue to produce the podcast. Also, lastly, most likely this summer there will not be a audiobook on this podcast. I think we're going to try to continue through talking about more people straight through the summer. If you still want to hear an audiobook, those will be over on the Words of the Past YouTube channel, and hopefully by the beginning of the year, the Words of the Past will be on podcast players as well. I've been a little slow getting that done. Have a lot to work on over the winter months, but hopefully that will be on there fairly soon for you guys to listen to as well. We have some cool books that I'm hoping to read, some biographies that we can get on there, so we will endeavor to do that. So no audiobook on this podcast, most likely for 2024, go check it out on Words of the Past. All right, well, that's all I've got for today. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully you're excited for the new year. I'm excited. You just want to change some things up, try to add more content, more information to help you better understand God's peculiar people, how he uses them, and we'll talk about that more throughout the end of this year and into 2024. So thank you for listening to the God's Peculiar People podcast.